We will shut down deadly sanctuary cities such as Newark and Philadelphia. We will not let criminals come into those cities. And we will not let them release illegal alien criminals into your streets. I will shift massive portions of federal law enforcement to immigration enforcement. And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. No country can sustain what we're going through. It cannot be sustained, what we're going through. Millions and millions of people are taking over our cities, our suburbs. It cannot be sustained by any country.
The far left media is freaking out that President Trump means exactly what he says. He's going to institute the single largest mass deportation operation in American history. And guess what? That promise all but guarantees he's going to win in a landslide. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I've got a special opportunity for you to build wealth faster in the rising parallel economy using a unique and conservative cryptocurrency investing strategy. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink recently said the race for crypto by some of the biggest wealth managers in the world is a flight to quality during these uncertain economic times. There's a little known and conservative strategy that's quietly being exploited right now because it's one of the best ways to fight against a declining dollar. And here's the bonus. It focuses on building long-term wealth faster while at the same time generating cash flow now. So why shouldn't everyday people also be able to tap into this strategy? Well, the answer is, of course, they should. So I want to tell you about my good friend and Turley Talk sponsor, Dan Ryder. Dan has helped thousands discover and learn about this little-known new crypto strategy. Dan and Primetime DeFi are leading a movement of kingdom-minded patriots on a mission to leave their corporate jobs and build a legacy for future generations, even if you're a complete and total beginner. So don't wait. Click on that link below right now to book a call with Dan and his team and let them walk you through this amazing process. You don't need to gamble on high-risk cryptos to experience exceptional returns. There is a path for every comfort zone. Slots are limited, so don't wait. Click on that link below and book a call today. The ultra-leftists disguised as journalists in the legacy media are absolutely freaking out over plans by a new Trump administration to institute the single largest deportation operation in American history. Axios is sounding the alarm over how Trump's plan to crack down on immigration includes using a wide range of tools to deport millions of people from the United States every single year of his presidency. Trump's plans include mobilizing the U.S. military as well as law enforcement officers from all levels of government. Upon election, Trump plans to mobilize ICE agents, of course that's Immigration Customs Enforcement agents, along with the National Guard and state and local law enforcement officers to carry out mass deportations of illegal immigrants across the country. Legally, he's planning on applying what are called fast-track deportations, which are now reserved for recent crossers encountered near the border. Fast-track deportations would be expanded to apply literally to anyone who illegally crossed the border and who could not prove that they've been living in the United States for more than just the last 2 years. A new Trump administration would curtail the usual multi-step, years-long deportation process by using, interestingly, a section from the Alien and Sedition Act that goes back to 1798 to immediately round up and deport all migrants with criminal records. And the U.S. military would build massive sites near the border to hold people awaiting deportation, similar to what's already happening right now along the southern border with Texas National Guard. Now, what's really freaking out the legacy media here is just how popular this plan is with the American people, as echoed by many Republicans. Here's congressional candidate Jim Banks.
Donald Trump won in 2016 when he promised to build the wall. He's going to win in 2024 because he's promising mass deportation. That's the only way to fix it, to undo this mess that Joe Biden has created. All of these tweaks and this window dressing doesn't do anything to solve the bigger problem. And that mass deportation is what it's going to take, what it's all about, what this election is all about. And only Donald Trump can make that happen. And he's going to, Lori, he's going to need backup in Congress. We can't have the squishy Republicans who blocked building the wall in 2017 and 2018. Donald Trump needs fighters like me behind him in the Senate and the House to get that done, to deport the 10 million illegals who have flooded into this country on Joe Biden's watch. These tweaks aren't going to solve it.
Now, the polls are bearing out precisely what you just heard there. Again, Axios is reporting on a recent poll that found, if you can believe it, 42% of Democrats support mass deportations. You heard that right. Nearly half of Democrat voters support Trump's plans for mass deportations. 30% of Democrats support ending birthright citizenship, where a baby gets automatic citizenship simply for being born on American soil. It's one of the key ways in which illegals have been getting a foothold into the country, just by making sure they give birth inside the borders of the United States. And take a look at this from Rasmussen. This is a blast. 74% say the border situation is a crisis. 74% say it's an invasion. 71% approve of more border wall construction. 63% say border security is a vital national security interest. And 54% say Trump is right about the wall. And these are all black voters, the single most loyal constituency to the Democrat Party. A supermajority of black voters are all in with Trump's border security policies. A supermajority. Now, we talked about this in yesterday's video, but the latest New York Times poll that just dropped really is nothing short of utterly devastating for Biden. He's not just losing five of the six battleground states. He's losing by massive margins. Trump is up 13 in Nevada. He's up 9 in Georgia. He's up 6 in Arizona. Those are three Sunbelt states that are gone from Biden's column. I mean, you could write them off along with Florida and North Carolina. They're gone. Trump's then up 3 in Pennsylvania. He's up 1 in Wisconsin. And keep in mind, the New York Times polling consistently overestimated Biden's support in 2020 by an average of 5 points in the swing states. In other words, these numbers are in fact most likely even more devastating. And again, we're seeing it across the board. Look at these numbers coming out of Virginia. Gang, it's a 1-point race. Trump and Biden are statistically tied in a state that Biden won by 10 points in 2020. It's a double-digit swing towards Trump. Trump is effectively expanding the electoral map. There are reports now that the Trump campaign is actively making a play, not just for Virginia, but for Minnesota as well. We've talked about this. Again, gang, this is a nightmare scenario for Biden. Take a look at the Survey USA poll that just dropped a couple of weeks back. It found that Trump and Biden are statistically tied in the ultra blue state of Minnesota, the lone state that voted for Mondale back in 1984. And we're seeing just how competitive, particularly Minnesota, is in the RCP average, the Real Clear Politics polling aggregate that averages out all the polling that's been done. Take a look at Minnesota. Biden is leading by an average of just 2 points. 2 points in freaking Minnesota. And why? Because as it turns out, minority voters, particularly non-white working class voters, despise open borders. They're not just opposed to open borders, they despise them. They see open borders as an existential threat to their access to entry-level jobs. And they're right, by the way. And they want the borders closed, and they want mass deportations. And these are traditionally Democrats. You saw that what happened at the Wildwood, New Jersey rally right over the weekend. Right? The former NFL great Lawrence Taylor. Check it out.
I just want to say I grew up a Democrat and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay.
Nobody in my family will ever vote Democrat again. I love it. This is Trump's political sweet spot we've been talking about. He's galvanizing both the rural white working class vote like never before, and he's galvanizing the non-white, particularly non-white working class vote like never before, which means that he's maximizing the rural white vote while at the same time minimizing Biden's non-white vote. That's the political sweet spot. Trump is maximizing the rural white vote that got him over the finish line in 2016, while at the same time he's minimizing Biden's margins with the non-white vote. And why? Why are Latinos and blacks supporting Trump in record numbers? Largely because of his immigration and border security policies. That's why. So the media can freak out all they want. It'll just be more liberal tears for us to enjoy in November. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app. And you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.